2016. And whereas at that time the town board accepted Mr. Rivaduso's resignation with much regret, it has come to the board's attention that since Mr. Rivaduso has since passed, therefore we, the town board of the town of Catskill, on behalf of all employees and board members and all her citizens, do hereby recognize his extraordinary value, compassion, and spirit of his 30 years of public service to our community on this day, July 19, 2017. May God hold him ever in the palm of his hand. I need a motion to accept this resolution.
Make a motion.
Motion from Mr. Antonelli. I need a second, I have a second for Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion is carried.
Doreen, I sat on a planning board with Mr. Rivaduso. He was one of the best.
Yeah.
He was very understandable. He knew what was right and wrong for the town. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to speak on that.
So. Absolutely. And he was going right up until the very end.
He was attending the meetings. Yeah. He was a good asset for the town.
So we're going to, do we sign this, Liz?
Mm-hmm. You can do it afterwards if you want to.
Okay, I'll just pass it around. Pass this around for signature. And the officers of the Palinville Hamlet Group, our nonprofit from Palinville, has asked for a moment of our time. Joe Burkholder, our president.
Yes. We just want to express our thanks. We had our bicentennial this weekend, and it was a big success. And we have so much to be grateful for with what the town did, from getting all the insurance all lined up, the partial funding for the fireworks, the parade route, and all the approvals that were done with that. And we wanted to go ahead and give you one of these books. It's one of our fundraising programs that's called Palinville Time and Again. And it's all old postcards combined with what things, how things look now. And so I want to give this to you. And I also want to introduce Crane Davis, who will talk about the map and another part of that happened this weekend.
For those of you who didn't notice, there's this map which we had in a tent, which has more than 50 historic locations in Palinville marked on it. When the parade came in, as I was telling John, what shocked me was the number of children. There were literally hundreds of kids, and we don't have hundreds of kids in Palinville. But we had a number of events for kids, and we had a bouncy house. They were fishing in a pool. They had a great time. We had the kids all the way there till 5:30 in the evening. We broke for dinner, then came back, and Thunder Ridge played. We had music playing all day long. We had several different bands that played during the day. And then we had the fireworks at dusk, and it was pretty spectacular. The fireworks actually were probably about the best I've seen over there. We also had a tour going during the day, which was a 25-person bus from Coxsackie Transport, and it made a 21-minute loop around. We were at the golf course, and it went up to the bottom of the Clove, up where the Karsh's property is, then came back up. All the way on the end of the map over here, came back down, came out, went up Malden Turnpike, up to where the dead end is now, came back down, came up Tannery Bridge, and then went out across Pine Avenue, and then to Pennsylvania Avenue, up, and then back to the thing. The thing we had was that had a DVD player in it. So we had a 21-minute DVD that was timed, so that as it talked about each building and showed you pictures of what it used to look, the building was going by you on either the left or the right. It was quite a challenge, and the guy who was driving made that loop about 10 times that day. And he got better and better until at the end, somebody asked me if that was a live camera showing the road ahead, because it was so synchronized to where they were. And he was able to do that going through six stop signs, a red light, and with Saturday traffic. So it's pretty exciting. We'd like to just, as thanks, leave you with a DVD, the one that was played there. And thank you very much for everything. And thank you also for the sidewalks and everything you've done with us there, because they're just about complete now. And they're really nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There was great turnout that day, and it was a collaborative effort. And it was great to see old, new, just a real mix of folks and folks from other communities. We had people coming down the mountain, had people coming out from the village.
There were people there from New Jersey.
I heard that.
New Jersey.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I heard 5 states in one family.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there was, it was an opportunity for people to gather as a reunion too, so that was kind of cool. So, well, we thank you very much. We thank you for your support and your effort.
Thank you.
All right, guys. You don't have any show and tell? So, Alan, why don't we go right to you?
I have an awful lot to update everybody on, just generally on the progress. The 18-inch sewer main is all done, up to the gas station up there by the thruway. That is, was a big step to get that done. They are laying force main back towards the thruway. The line under the thruway is already completed, and they've largely ran into rock and gone as far as they can, a park lane and forest in those streets. And the second crew is down behind Gilfeather, down by the Leeds end, making good progress. They think they're going to get back up to Main Street by the end of the week. So making very good progress there. There's one thing we're finding is there's a lot less rock than we thought. So that's, so far, knock on wood, it's, and the rock is, comes out easily with the machine rather than having to just sit there hammering on it and blast, and even getting it to blast on it. So we've been very fortunate with that so far. One thing you saw probably an email from Renee about concerns about the staging area. I met with them and Louise yesterday, and they now got the agreement, the easement agreement in place, and that's all taken care of. The connection date, Louise has promised us, I was hoping to be a week sooner, but they're willing to commit to August 14th. So after that, allowing connections for all of Jefferson Heights. Then, as I understand, we're going to be, until we're out of the field, inspecting the new construction. We'll cover what the inspections happen, Warren or Tucker will. We'll cover those inspections and then gradually phase into Elliott covering them, I think. That's the plan, generally.
Yeah.
How
good do you think the 14th, how solid do you think
I think they're probably giving themselves an extra week. They've got a few lines to pull manholes through. They've got to do a couple of valves on the forced main. I wanted to go through and pressure test that and see if all pressure and
14th of August.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I need to get back, pump supplier Seward and Adam Seward back to meet with Pat or whoever at the village is going to be handling those pump stations and close that loop. So between now and then, we'll be scheduling that in there too. Because after that, they'll be live and they'll be running. It'll be an up and running system.
Okay. So the letters then, the letter that we want to notify residents, we should plan on those going out
next week.
So,
give a couple weeks of notice anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. And be able to say to them that you could come to town hall. Now this is a big deal. If you tell them to come on the 14th.
Have you gone through an application and instructions and have a packet. You got a packet.
We've got a packet. Right. Now if we're, you know, this close to being live, then we should start looking at that packet. But my understanding is a letter goes out to the residents, come into town hall, go upstairs, and that's when they get the packet.
Right. And we should get that to Elliott, too, because he's going to do the bulk of it.
He's got it.
He does have it.
Yeah, and he's reviewed it. He and Travis worked on it together.
Okay, good.
I just, if somebody comes in here on the 14th and it's, well, I guess if, even if it's not live, that we can still get through the permit.
It's the only thing that keeps it from working is the valves being in there. I mean, that's, if we turn it on and the valves aren't in there, then Louise, you can cut it back in at a later date. That's my view on it, I think. Yeah. We're down to minor testing. We're doing the mandrels and a few of the pipes. You know, we're pulling a slug through just slightly smaller than the pipe to make sure the pipe didn't get off long as the ground settled around it.
All right. So we'll start putting letters together on Monday. Liz, if we can
sure.
just make a note.
Yep.
And we'll bring in Jennifer and Dawn and whomever we need to get the letters out.
But the only other issue we got, I guess, is I or Travis or Mary Beth, whoever comes on the second, will be bringing a resolution on the water. We talked to your, for putting the water mains in on Park Lane, Forest Lane. Went back to your bond attorney, Mr. Riley, and he confirmed that we've done all the procedural steps we need to do. There are no additional hearings, no additional anything to spend the money on that. I'm going back to EFC and refreshing their memory on the fact that we're going to spend some of the sewer monies on that. So that we have something that works there, and so we'll be coming back with a change order at that meeting to add the water lines to the sewer contract.
So I found the original, good to be a pack rat every once in a while, I found the original memo, which was December 19th, and it was actually Mary Beth describing this whole thing from top to bottom to Audrey,
yeah,
because of the tax implications. And
Right. Yeah.
I'll send this to you, Alan, and to the members of the board.
Yeah.
Did I send it to you already? Okay,
yeah.
Did I send
Mary Beth
it to you
explained
today?
To me that there were some things not really done on the village's side for billing and kind of disadvantaged them.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. So, but it said that the so the choice was between replace the existing services with improved infrastructure, and that will there was a choice of it was going to include water service and hydrants. Or just water service, and I think that was the choice. Now, have we made that decision at this point or not?
The price being given us includes, I think, three hydrants.
Sorry, it was the hydrants included.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the bond would potentially be up to
$400,000.
Yeah. All right. So we're all on the same
yeah.
page then. Okay.
Cool. And that will, the village is going to help them put in, they're going to fuse the water mains in the system, putting it in to try and keep the cost down. And
mm-hmm.
I think that'll take away a big headache for the village water department. They'll very much appreciate that.
Okay.
So I think that's it on the project, I think.
Okay.
Hunt sent me down with the needs, the building assessment. He was on the impression he might have copied.
We need one copy of that. I sent it electronically to everybody,
okay.
But that'll be our next
okay.
topic.
All right.
The one-offs that we have regarding restoration, Alan?
We're going to be doing they committed to me in 2 to 3 weeks they will be back to do the paving. So they'll
okay.
take care of like Mr. One up on Jefferson Heights that you sent me an email about today.
Melinda Mason,
yeah.
Send that to me.
Yeah.
I'll take care of that too.
Okay, great. She needs to let, we need to let Mullins know when the paving gets done.
I have a couple things. I'm going through Rick, he's been following me out.
Great.
Just make sure it's done.
Yep.
When they're
there. Yep, gotcha.
I think those are the main ones. I'm not aware of any that are really...
Other than a general wondering what they're using for soil.
Yeah.
There's some...
Yeah, a lot of it looks...
It looks like sandy loam, maybe, with rocks in it.
How big rocks? Big? Yeah.
What do you think?
Speak out for outside the box that
Listen.
You can take...
The
top
of sand
put it
on the
screen and make it look great. And that's what happens.
Yes.
It doesn't look like a screen.
They were going
to
still touch base with
them
again, but they.
But, I mean, the grass
they already had a conversation.
In a lot of places.
They
I
did,
mean, you
but they never
drive
came
through
back.
There and
it
looks horrible.
She has to come back, but the conversation still stands as it was. Whatever they decided.
You drive past if you're home and everybody's out of here.
Yeah.
No, it's on his radar to follow up with.
Because the only thing it was is to where the line was going up the road or down in the back.
He said that they had a conversation about where that station was going to be and everything like that. But
well,
Louis
is it finally coming in?
Just back from vacation.
The cemetery was done late.
Yeah,
if you remember, the cemetery we had to re- or not the cemetery. God, I'm sorry. The
it's a little bit of stuff they put there, but it's.
Well, we can't. You know, let's give him some specific examples. So one of them is the one at.
Shooks.
The funeral home, there's no
the funeral home.
But the funeral home was just
that was,
done. That was late because we had to fix a few things at the funeral home. So I don't expect
that
to come in.
Maybe, so.
But let's do the one on the corner of Brooks Lane and
Jefferson Heights.
And Jefferson Heights.
Jefferson.
Right on the corner. Because that one's been long enough that something should be grown in there.
Okay, and it helps to make sure that our inspectors are a little bit paying more attention to the topsoil they're using too.
Because there's enough rain that if it were hanging on the stuff.
There should be grass. Yeah. Humidity.
It should be germinating in some way.
I don't remember if we asked him for fertilizer in this bag. I don't know.
I don't think so, but when it comes in, it looks like red stuff.
No, well, you made him change the seed once or every day.
Yeah,
so, I mean, put it through a screen, everything looks good.
Yeah. Okay. It's over.
Because it was better than the dirt they put in.
Can't sell it, so.
Any other sewer observations, questions? Travis is out for the rest of this week, so we're going to try and leave him alone. We'll harass Alan.
Yes. Not too bad. About the Renee's whatever it was, about the only thing that came up.
Yeah. The other issue, though, Alan, is keep an eye on Louise with the billing.
The billing?
Yeah. We're always run around at the end. And we got enough lead time that we shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
And I'm never going to make Kirsten stay late for them to drive down from Albany. So, you know, let's just.
I know. They argued about getting paid for something, and I can't remember. Travis was dealing with them most directly, and they argued with that, delayed.
Right.
And they waited till the end of the day to get it over to us.
And they didn't accept it. So, just so, you know, and I know you know, so
yeah,
I just.
No,
it's summer, and I'm never going to ask her to stay a minute late to do that. So.
And they did wait.
That's just on the
top. I know.
Okay. As you do on the trunk.
Otherwise, thank you very much, Alan. I don't think we've got anything else. Thank you for this.
You don't look at that. You have any comments? You anticipate having comments on it?
Yeah, we have. That's our next topic here.
I'll stick around.
Okay, cool. And the one thing that we missed was the roof on the highway department, because it was right after the storm. There was still, so I talked to Hunt, and
he was going to come down tonight. He had something to do with his wife.
It's not a problem. Tucker's going to go over tomorrow. He's going to call Sean beforehand so that he can actually get on a ladder and get up there and take a look at it.
Are you going to load this on the roof?
I'm not going to ladder, so you go up by myself.
Exactly.
I'm going to get Patrick to bring a ladder truck in.
So I did, yeah, really. I'm sorry, did you guys want to talk about the...
I was just asking, I was doing a bit on that truck.
No,
said okay,
we're good.
Okay. So Delaware sent us, I sent it to everybody electronically, all of the items. So we certainly don't need to have anybody inventory, because that was a pretty thorough inventory as to what we got to fix. So what's everybody's thoughts? How do you want to go after this?
Oh, we'll do something about it.
I mean, there's a lot there. Some of them are, you know, I didn't realize we had a water issue in this one here.
Yeah. So,
I mean, like you always say, let's pick the top four things.
I think we should go after the ones that have safety concerns.
The roof on the highway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, roof on the highway.
Electrical issues at the baseball field.
Brando's Alley, the electrical issues. So, I think, Alan, what we'll do, you know, if it's electrical, we'll send it, obviously.
I mean, the electrical's easy. That you just call an electrician, they fix it for code. That's most time thing.
Yeah. And some of this stuff, if it's, you know, replacing windows, you know, depending upon how much it costs, right? You put it out to bid if it's a certain number. If not, do you want to have the guy that bid on this stuff and have him give us a price on the stuff that's under the bid?
Yeah.
And just have him start knocking some of this stuff off before it starts to snow.
I mean, the issue with the ambulance, dirt too high on the back wall,
yeah.
There's water damage.
So I think we give Mr. Russell the book with guidance, right?
Yeah.
And just start knocking it off.
I mean, I'd really like the cosmetic to fix the front top wall.
Yep.
I thought we were doing this for a grant. Wasn't this all started for grant money?
Some of this can be grant money. Mary Beth's going to have Lindsay chase some of this down to see whether there is any grant money, like specifically for ambulance and things like that. Some of it's so small that I don't think it's going to qualify.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I didn't mean that stuff, but
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we did have 25 grand put away for the windows in the back, I think. I have to go chase that down on the budget. The famous 25,000, right, Bob?
In the building in the back, in the report, it says about our gas line should be, well, there's, it isn't the gas. The gas is what heats that place now. There's an oil tank with oil in it, and I was telling Sean, Sean's got to pump it out, the oil, and because we don't heat with oil over there anymore.
So the gas line is attached.
That's working. That's what heats that building now over there. We switched over from the...
Okay.
Part of it was gas, part of it was oil, and then
well,
we went
to the
oil.
Well, that's why I wanted
gas.
You guys to read all this, because you have an institution.
So that's the town hall bomb, this building?
No, the one in the back.
The garage in the back.
And I think with that one, you know, there's recommendations where he come up. They should recommend maybe if we should tear that building down. I mean, when you start getting into all this brickwork and... You know, is the building worth keeping, or?
I had thrown that out because it would allow you to have additional parking.
Well, that's what I'm saying, so.
But, you know.
Remember, I'm just saying, remember who's in there.
Oh, I don't worry about it. Asbestos, though.
It's siding. It's asbestos siding. That's not.
Not really. It's brick. There's no siding. We have asbestos siding on this building. But I'm thinking to knock it down. But.
Well, I mean, there's water in the thing, the stairs are, and I think there's a furnace downstairs too in that hole.
That you can't get to because there's no stairs up there.
Well, we don't have the money to knock it down.
That's what was my second thing.
Just yet. But I think it's worth having a conversation with the police to find out the frequency of their use and
well,
their interest.
First of all, they're not spending any money over there. I mean, we are.
Right.
And it isn't the police department itself. It's their...
It's the PBA.
PBA, you know.
Who's the head of the PBA?
Deets was.
I thought Ed. Yeah, I think Drew Cassio.
Do you
want
to just have a preliminary... Do you guys know how much it's used? I don't know him either. Because if it doesn't have any air conditioning in there, I can't imagine anybody wanting to be in there for any length.
Well, they got an air conditioner upstairs.
Okay.
They got one sticking out the wall.
So is it a place to be while you're on call, or is it a place to theoretically come to? I'm not sure how it's used.
No, they do birthday parties, and they do the Halloween thing. And, I mean, they do all kinds of...
All right. So, in the spirit of us doing a building inventory, would somebody feel comfortable just reaching out and asking them what their utilization has been? And, you know, we're thinking about making some repairs and just get a feel for it, and then that'll tell us one way or the other if we have to have the next conversation. I mean, I'm sensitive to what you're saying. There could be other buildings, you know, also that might be of interest. So everybody's comfortable, then I'll reach out to Tim. Delaware Engineering is starting to... Lindsay will take a look to see whether there's any money for this.
I think we'll take a look at that. Every garage tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
And...
as needed, if you need something on the garage, we'll...
Yeah, we've got... we put out a RFP for somebody to... kind of do general building maintenance.
Yeah.
Some of these
yeah.
are bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are electric. So, you know, Tim's good, but he's not that good.
Just let us know what you need.
Yeah. I think the question that Mary Beth's initial response was because most of this is repair, there's not a lot of funding.
I would say
but home, you know, the Homeland Security money, if it's still there, over at the ambulance might, you know, be reasonable.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost us a lot to put gutters on the senior center, which is would be a good thing when you think about the water coming down in slippery places. We could have somebody, you know, that could be done. Okay.
The only other thing is the brick on the side that they're talking about has to be repointed.
And, yeah.
You know, there isn't much up there.
Exactly.
The roof is in good shape.
So if we send them out, and the ambulance center stuff looks doable, and that doesn't really cost an arm and a leg. So, all right. Well, the thing, we've got to get it priced out, and we got to prioritize it. So we'll do that maybe by the next term.
In fact, we're coming to budget discussions.
And budgets discussions is the other thing, exactly. Which reminds you, the only reason we handed these books out for your reading. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
There is a stuff in there on reserve funds, and I think we got to think about putting money away for repairs, and it shows you how to do that.
Well, and actually, I wanted to talk about that too, because the cement sewer building that was in there, we don't really have any money going into an account for repairs for cement sewer. And that building is going to need some work, according to that report.
Right.
So I think that we have to discuss readjusting the cement sewer building to start putting some money into a fund for the
Yeah, so we've got general municipal law allows us to put a whole bunch of money into different places, and I think this is the time.
Well, wouldn't that come under budget. Wouldn't that come under the sewer district in Smenton?
Well, that's what I mean. But yeah. We're not charging in their sewer bill anything for
operation and maintenance.
Or maintenance, whatever. For maintenance.
None of our districts
have
that.
Yeah.
There's no OMR on Smenton at all.
I think there's maintenance, right, Liz?
They get billed bi-yearly for O&M, but yeah. Whether or not that just covers the contract, I don't know. You have to ask Kirsten how it's broken down.
Yeah. I think last time we talked about there was no money being set aside for any type of repairs.
No, because what they collected was what we paid.
Yeah, because Audrey, when that issue came up about Alan's
Street,
she said none of our districts have
right.
Maintenance fees attached.
Well,
no one
does.
Can they be retroactively placed on district?
Yeah, because we're going to have to
put it on. Because we have to do repairs, right?
Well, yeah. We're going to have another water district that we're going
to. Yeah, that's catch. We'll catch that one because that's going forward.
No,
but
I
wonder on cement.
I don't
think retroactive. I think you can
say probably not. You have to be able to.
Oh, not for the last 10 years.
No, but if
we've got moving forward.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
You said retroactive.
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean that.
What type of repairs are required?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of stuff in the write-off as far as electrical stuff.
Windows broken.
Broken windows.
Mold.
You should blow that place up down there.
Money that can't come out of a general account or your account.
The money we spent down there.
Place.
Since I've been on a board of it,
so potentially
the
flow
is still
that,
sure.
Right? And people pay back that are in the district that benefits.
But to do that, you have to have a public hearing for the residents down there.
Right. But if we
they also have a couple bonds already on their bill on their tax bill.
Yeah.
Is there any way to redo that open there? I just.
It was just redone for 2000.
Oh no, it's done. But I mean, just in terms of the way the tax, the building, the whole thing just seems.
Well, that's why we're tying into the village sewer system for this project because it would have cost me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll do our homework on reserve funds for repairs and any other budget issues.
I was pretty much thinking we should. They're going to get their next sewer bill in January, right?
Correct.
Right, so by the next January sewer bill, we should have something figured out to start putting units, $30 per unit or something.
That building is in this report, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So
that's why
quantify that and we go from there.
And you fit the building behind and the judge's bench. Okay, a huge building, so this sounds kind of trivial to me. $30 a person to me sounds like a lot, but that's nobody's ever
replace a pump, but that's not the building.
No, what I'm just saying is we don't have money in reserve to fix anything.
Yeah, anything period, nothing period. Yeah.
No reserve.
Okay. All I heard was the building, then I wasn't thinking that the rest of it.
Yeah,
district
no.
The district has no reserve.
Well, what we're collecting now basically pays for the contract that we have with...
With Joe Myers.
Joe Myers.
And that's pretty much it. And the debt service, that's right. And the... Trying to figure out the insurance for that place.
The debt service is paid on their taxes. Their January tax bill.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Separate line.
They have two debts down there already, Jared.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, well... And it's an aging community, too. It's really difficult to put additional burden on them, but we're going to have to fix it. So, all right, we'll get them all priced out as we're going through the budget process, which reminds me, the budget process. Didn't we meet in August last year?
Yes.
Okay.
We started in August.
So, you want to do the same thing? Have we just come up with dates?
Yeah.
Okay. So we will get the budgets back from the individual departments. Everybody's departments is running pretty well. George is running high on part-time EMTs.
Oh, yeah, we have to do a resolution for that.
And we've got resolutions for those hires, exactly. So let me do that now. We've got three, I think he has... recommendation of George June to hire Amy Galeazzi as part-time paramedic and a part-time paramedic rate of pay. The second is Joseph Fazioli as part-time paramedic. These are all effective this evening. And the third is Amanda Earle. Entertain a motion.
Motion times three.
Motion times three by Patrick McCulloch.
Second times three.
Second times three. It's three. Mr. Giordano, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Liz, if you could let George know that was taken care of. Thanks for the reminder. And then we'll establish some dates for budget planning. Each of your departments got a sheet to start working that up, so you may want to check in with them and make sure they're okay. We got some, you and I have to sit down. There's something going on in the cemetery in terms of lines, so we'll just figure that out between you and I and Kirsten.
Let me know when.
Yeah. Next week. Not this
did,
week.
Oh, speaking, did you get a chance to back up and look at the...
I spoke with a old salesman, and it's very extremely busy for them right now. Along myself, we haven't got there yet. But they know we have to get a price. So the only thing is, I think their paper is going to be too big. I think we're going to have to do ours. There's spots you can barely fit through with pickup truck, and their paper is 11 feet wide. So,
oops.
I think we'll do with ours if everything's approved for the tonnage and everything. So,
okay.
Will ours make it through?
Ours will make it through.
No, I mean, physically, is it gonna tax the machine too much, or is it?
No, all our stuff's in good shape.
I didn't know how old it was. That's all.
Union negotiations with ambulance. They've asked for a couple of dates. Whoever is point, if you'd like to join, you're welcome. We'll be throwing a couple of dates out to the new representative, Steve Wagan. We don't anticipate anything other than...
Did we just come to some agreement?
Yeah,
it was just for the weekend stuff, but they haven't had any kind of an increase in their wages in a significant amount of time. They'd also like to see if we can do a two-year. So we'll crunch the numbers and we'll see what that looks like. Other than that, we don't anticipate any significant issues. They're working on a consolidation up in the northern part of the county. We won't have to worry about that. Central Hudson came. They are replacing existing lines, 23 miles long. It starts over in Saugerties. It ends up by their hub up in 9W by the junkyard. They'll keep us involved, but this is a Public Service Commission lead agency thing, so they do everything. They keep us apprised. We have no no control of the exercise. Clearly, we can have input, but it's literally replacing of existing, and they'll just look different than the old lattice that we have now. And it will improve our service, was the piece that they also shared with us. And Joe Hetzler, after many, many years, is retiring from Central Hudson, and we have new contact folk. Code analysis from LaBerge, I shared with everybody. Fundamentally, everybody agreed, and I don't think anybody here would disagree, that total consolidation doesn't make any sense. But I shared with you the couple of things they're going to work on. They're going to flesh them out, including staffing recommendations for us based on the volume that they've got from all our reports that we gave them. So they owe us a presentation on the things that it's been narrowed down to, and then we can decide what we want to do. Okay? Nothing.
They have a time limit for a time frame?
Yeah, they'll be turning that around in the next couple of weeks so that we'll have it for budget, was what I asked them for. So, and then we'll have to make some decisions as to what we want to do, and then if the village is interested in sharing any of these. But they do seem to be interested in the state place of sharing the software, so that would be a big plus if we got that funded. Volkswagen diesel settlement is $1 gazillion paid to the state of New York. DEC wants recommendations, and they are very interested in funding hybrid vehicles. There was a proposal put in between the town of Hunter and the town of Catskill, or actually it didn't involve us. It was somebody who applied for money during the consolidated funding applications that they had a couple of years ago. We made the second round. The county had put it in. That's what it was. We made the second round, didn't go any further. Now they came back to us. DEC actually in turn called us, called town supervisor, called David Kukley and said, we're very interested in that proposal and potentially funding it through this settlement. Would you be interested in writing up the proposal? So David and I are acting as town people, but in reality it would be a private firm that would do it. Warren Hart's involved. They've got an informational meeting on July 20th that somebody from Warren's shop is going to go to. We would be probably the sponsoring municipalities, no money, but potentially an LLC where we would get the revenue stream. So think about a lift ticket that would go between Palinville and Tannersville. And it would pay for, say, a Coxsackie Transport or somebody who would be interested in getting the buses hybrid. And then the two communities would benefit from the
county. The county should provide the buses for the county transport system.
Well, the county transport system doesn't seem to be able to manage this type of a thing. But Dave and Crane went up to Coxsackie Transport, and that guy's really interested. He'd be more than willing to take it over, and then we would work out the details on the back end. I said, as long as it doesn't cost us anything, and if we could make some money on it, then certainly the board would be interested in getting a presentation. So it's not a presentation stage yet, but it's certainly something that that could earn some money. And that's on there. I sent you that thing. The link is on there if you want to see it. And I don't think I have anything else.
Where are they going to do with like the central parking lot?
So
that's the only that's the
yeah. So John and Sarah have that lot across from the country club.
Oh right,
country
yeah.
Club. Tannersville's got something identified up there. There's also the triangle in the middle of town that at 23 and 32. That's a possibility. So people feel like there's a couple of options. That's it. We got one request, and I'm going to leave this to individuals because obviously there's a separation of church and state from us, but the Second Baptist Church is interested in support for their vacation Bible school. Liz will scan this and send it out to each of you if you're interested in contributing.
Make sure you send it to us.
Did you send it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Anything else?
I'm always good.
I know. Such a pleasure. Thank you for those sumac. in advance. No, I hear you. It's an adventure going over our single lane bridge on Drummond's Falls Road.
Sawyer's side.
Right, it's on Sawyer's side. It's not on our side, but man, you wait and then then you kind of, if anybody's tired, the thing is, it's got to be 6-7 feet tall, so it's just kind of.
She doesn't drive a big Jeep, though, so.
Yeah, if I were tall, if I had a tall
vehicle. Jeep wouldn't be out that far in town.
No, he wouldn't be out ranging around on the end of the hamlet.
Oh,
yeah. Across here.
I was on driving around the stuff she did. No,
it's not tired. Well, you tend to go to those two counties if it's an oil change and you
pay. Yeah, I love it. Is there any other business that anybody would like to bring up? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion
for Mr. Giordano, second.
Second.
Second for Mr. Bosberg, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent.